friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Doctors gave toddler only months to live, but this little miracle proved them wrong. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Doctors gave a toddler only months to live, but this little miracle proved them wrong. It's a parent's worst nightmare to be told you will outlive your child. Chris and Leanne Waits were told their son Albie was dying at 21 months old. They were getting their son dressed one day when he cried out in severe pain after his arm got caught in his shirt. Just to be safe, they took him to the doctors, who assumed maybe he had somehow hurt his collarbone. But after a few more tests, they learned Albie had a rhabdoid tumor. As if that was terrifying enough, Chris and Leanne were told Albie only had 6 to 12 months to live. I cannot even explain the shock of finding out Albie had cancer. It went from an injury to a prognosis, Leanne said. Instead of planning summer activities like swim lessons and t-ball, they were now having to plan his funeral. Their world was turned upside down with hospital visits, cancer treatments, and radiation therapy. Instead of tucking him into bed with his favorite truck, they were holding his hand that was wrapped in wires and tubes. But Leanne and Chris refused to give up. They refused to believe God would allow cancer to take their little boy. Instead, they prayed for a miracle as their lives became more focused on cherishing family time. God was already at work healing Albie's body, and he was about to do something that would stun the medical community. Just 2 days before Christmas, Leanne and Chris learned that Albie was completely cancer-free. When he was released from the hospital, the sweet little boy got to ring the bell. For Albie, ringing the bell marked the end of having his chemotherapy treatment, Chris said. Albie is living proof that God is the author of our stories. Struggles, trials, and heartache may be part of our journey, but God is the one who holds our future in his miraculous hands. The Waits will have a powerful testimony for years to come about just how great and mighty our God is. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Psalm 139:16.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Worried cat mom takes kitten to the vet, and the vet's two-word diagnosis broke the internet. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One cat named Cheesecake had everyone at the vet laughing at her most recent visit, and you'll see why after you hear the veterinarian's diagnosis. Haley Andrews recently shared on Facebook about a recent vet visit that she had with Cheesecake, a little kitten that she had been fostering. "I've been very worried about Cheesecake lately because she is so bulbous," Haley wrote on Facebook. "I was worried about worms, or worse, fluid buildup from FIP. She continued, "They ran some tests, looked for fluid. I was stricken with anxiety, heart racing. Untreated FIP is usually fatal to kittens, and losing Cheesecake would be too much. The vet comes back into my room and hands me my carrier with Cheesecake back in it. Her face doesn't indicate much. She looks at me. I look at her. I'm terrified. Just fat," she says. "Cheesecake is just fat." What a hilarious answer and a relief to Haley. After fostering hundreds of kittens over the years, Haley knows what to look out for when a kitten may be sick. So Cheesecake's bigger belly was worrisome to her at first. "I was really nervous that Cheesecake had FIP. I had a couple of kittens pass away from it last year, and sometimes a sign can be bloating or fluid buildup around the tummy. so I let my anxiety get the best of me and I rushed her to the vet," said Haley. "I truly was really nervous the whole time at the vet, but I know her personality. She works with me through the foster organization, and when she told me that she was just fat, we both had a laugh and I felt super relieved." And Haley also shared that it is actually a good sign that Cheesecake is on the bigger size for being a rescue kitten. In rescue, a chubby kitten is a healthy kitten because they require so much food just to grow and be healthy, said Haley, but Cheesecake was being a little too gluttonous. "Thank goodness this kitten is just a tad chubby and has no health issues, and God bless Hannah for fostering the little cutie."
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.